South Africa's newest breakfast show is here.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, learn more tenacity.
Yes. It's good to be here. It's good to be here. Yes.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I'm right here.
What a roller coaster.
It is crazy. Yo, first of all, I want to say everybody's smiling. So Smile FM is true.
Come on.
It's so true.
Listen, I mean, you had, I'm thinking the start of your career, traveling between Zim and South Africa.
Yes.
You know, cutting a name for yourself in the industry, in the comedy world.
Yes.
I mean, that's got to have been an interesting journey.
Oh, my God. It's just, I feel like everything I've been doing has been preparing me for that stage all this time. When I was in South Africa, sometimes you perform for people that I want to be in a comedy show. But then you just do it, and then you get people's attention. So that's what you saw.
Mm. And then you go, well, listen, I don't want to just, I mean, I love South Africa, love Zimbabwe, love the comedy in Africa, but I need to go to America. I need to go and expand my wings and go over there.
Yes.
I mean, not only is Steve Harvey Spotlight winner, Savannah Pan-African Award winner, also a Boston Comedy Festival winner.
You're making me blush.
Recently in the finals of America's Got Talent.
Stop it.
Where he got the golden buzzer.
Please stop it.
None other than Terry Crews. But here's the thing, right, is that I'm you can say what you say, but talent is talent, right?
Yeah.
So whether the golden buzzer happened and it, or never happened, the talent is still there.
Of course.
Right.
Yes.
So it was inevitable that this moment would come.
That's
where
true.
The world would look at you and go, man, what a talent.
I know. It's just the preparation.
Preparation.
The sacrifices you've made all that time. It just works out for that moment right there.
Yeah. You know, I talk about like the BMT, when the moment matters, right? So you're on the stage, you realize this is your shot.
Exactly.
Right? You look out there.
It's right
there's
there.
A part of you that just clicks into it and goes, I'm on.
Just like that. Mm. That's exactly what happened. You know, because it is a risk to go on America's Got Talent. The whole world is watching, and those people have those big red buzzers, and they just press them, and your career is over.
Done. Sure.
You know, so it was a risk. So when I went on that stage, I was like, everything I've done was for this moment. So I just treated it like any other show.
Yeah.
I was like, I've done this 1,000 times.
Yes.
This is my moment, and just took it.
What's the energy like? Because we watched when you were in the wings waiting, right?
Mm.
And there's a lot of nervous energy there.
Of course.
But there are so many people waiting for their shot.
Exactly.
Their moment. Mm. Knowing when you look around, not everyone's going to make it.
No.
Not everyone's going to even make the next round. Never mind a golden buzzer.
Of course.
Right? that there are people, and we know how TV's made. And for those of you who don't know how TV's made, it is hurry up and wait.
That's exactly
hurry up
what it
and
is.
Wait.
That's true.
And you're sitting there. And it's not if it was only an hour long, right?
No.
Then it would be a pleasure. You are waiting forever.
The whole day.
And they go, stop.
For 2 days.
For 2 days. You are number X, Y, whatever. You wait. And the cameras are on you. And there's people going through in their minds what they need to do when they get a chance to do it.
You know it.
That energy inside you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk us through what, before you even got out there, what was it like being in the room with all those incredibly talented human beings?
Because it's like this. It's like you walk in, right, and there's somebody doing like rehearsals or twisting their body like this. Somebody's just, you know, preparing. There's magicians, people with so many, you know, things that, you know, for their act and stuff like that. It's just like, I only have jokes. Like, I don't have all of this equipment, yo. What is this? Why am I here? You know what I mean? So then, you know, I'm just nervous because everybody's so talented, you know.
Yeah.
There was a dog that was dancing. I was like, my brother doesn't even do that. Doesn't know how to do that.
How are you going
to
beat that?
Yeah, how can I beat a dancing dog? You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
And there was a clown that would put swords in his mouth, in his throat like this.
Yeah.
I have a punchline. You see, so it was so crazy. That whole feeling do I belong here?
Yeah.
Am I jokes enough? Because I'm going after an act that is a spectacle. Like somebody in this, you know, on the roof doing stuff, you know, it's dangerous stuff. You know, I was competing with some guys from Kenya. They were like, on top of each other, like, it was just too much.
Yeah.
I saw, and the weird thing is, to your point, you know, that when you're standing there, you haven't been on the stage yet, so you don't know what to expect from the audience or
definitely
the judging panel. So before then, you know when you meet people in a queue for anything, you meet talents backstage, and they always go, so what do you do?
Like, yes.
Where are you from?
That's the conversation.
What do you do? And then you go, I'm a comic. And then you know what the response is? They go, like, oh.
Yes.
They automatically go, well, that's not really a thing.
The thing.
It's like, I can swallow swords and fire.
Exactly.
And then off my backside, I can do the anthem.
Yeah.
What can you do? And you're going, I can just do comedy. But then you go on the stage,
yes,
right? You wow the audience because, in the words again, Ricky, of that Eminem song, yeah, song, you've only got one shot.
Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
That's it right there.
You're out there.
Oh my
right?
God.
You're killing it.
Yes.
You get the golden buzzer, boom.
Ooh.
The world as we know it, though, because let's be honest, and we're only seeing this now.
Mm. Right? Oh, yeah, yes.
But the world as we know it, and that show has got so much gravitas.
Yes.
That show, and just that buzzer alone, has made the whole world stop. They didn't know who you were.
Definitely.
And go, man,
look at that. That's exactly what's happening. Like, I was taking for granted the impact that show has until I started, you know, traveling in different places. People are like, oh my God, I saw you. I love you. I'm like, what? Just me? You know, it's one of those. So it's new to me too, you know. And it's truly, truly amazing. And I think it's everything that I've done just coming together.
Sure. Here's the weird thing. Another weird thing is that I think that your star's only just beginning to rise. I think
you are
going to be one of the greatest comedic exports Africa has ever seen.
I appreciate that.
Ever seen.
That means a lot to me. I didn't bribe him to say that. By the way, I didn't.
but there's certain key elements that when you look at anyone performing, not only comedy, anything, if they have a musical talent, if they've got any kind of gift, you watch how they put that gift together and show the world that gift.
Yeah.
You've got, and it's so genuine, it's so authentic,
Thank you.
Really clever, it's really well told.
Thank you. And
I think, like I said, mark my words, within 2 years, arena shows.
Come on. Prophesy! Prophesy!
Arena shows.
Yes.
Learn, the only thing that I'm asking is that in 2 years' time, when your arena show comes to Cape Town, that you don't forget me.
For
some tickets to the show.
All right. See what's happening here.
Yeah.
Now you want free tickets. Already. This show doesn't exist yet. But you're like, can I have free tickets?
That's what we mean.
Wow.
Do you know how many people didn't know that you were in town? When we said this morning on the show that you're in town, they were like, no!
Is it right?
He's here.
Sometimes that's what you do, because I owe people money, you know. So you don't want people to know where you are, you know. You don't do that.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.